Yes, it's me. It's me, oh Lord. I'm standing in the need of prayer. Is this how you're experiencing yourself right now? Have you come to problems and issues and obstacles, and you don't know which way to turn? Well, I want you to know you're listening to the Gospel Miracle Healing Hour with Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott and Evangelist Benjamin, who will join us very shortly. I want you to know you're welcome and welcome. We're broadcasting this program, recording it at a very early time due to the fact that I need to travel southward today and need to leave in an hour or so. But that notwithstanding, I hope if you're on the archives that you will enjoy this program, because we're standing in the need of prayer. This is John McKee singing. In the need of prayer. So let's begin the program with a prayer that will activate your own awareness of the blessings and the healing that God is making available to you. Yes, God knows. But what determines the extent to which the blessing occurs, what determines the extent to which the healing happens, what determines it is our faith, our readiness, our earnest acceptance, our willingness to be present in God's presence. Did not Jesus say in a number of cases with individuals, your faith has made you whole. Your faith has healed you. Arise and walk. And so it is. Heavenly Father, in this moment, we stand before the altar of God, your altar, Heavenly Father, in the company of your Son, Jesus Christ. We prostrate ourselves before you, Lord, and beseech, have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy. We know that the path that has brought us to you is a crooked path, that there have been turns and bumps along the way, that we've taken false starts and made mistakes. And Lord, in our eyes, we see what we have done as sin. In some traditions, it's called karma. But what the name doesn't matter, because we know, Lord, that in your eyes, from your viewpoint, we are perfect. We are pure. And that the lives we lead are constructed to help us understand and be in that purity. So in this moment, Lord, we ask for a complete and total healing. We ask, Lord, that any and all people in our environment who are the source of disturbances, upset, anger, and strong emotion, and who are letting their feelings come into our world, come into us, Lord, we ask that those feelings, those emotions, we ask that that be blocked. Now, Lord, we take responsibility for our own emotions. We take responsibility for our own anger and upset. But, Lord, please protect us from the pollution that others would give us. Lord, protect us from the pollution of environmental energies, of all the cell phones, and all the distant remotes, and all the telephone, and all the GPS. Lord, please shield us from the negative effects of those energies. Lord, we ask that if there are any entities, spirits, demons, devils, that have gotten either inside of us, that are around us, whether it's in our house, in our car, in our church, in the neighborhood, we ask, Lord, that you completely neutralize those beings and, Lord, place them in the light and command them to accept Jesus as their Savior. And if they do not, Lord, then please allow the light to absorb them and take them away from me, from our families, our friends, our neighbors. Lord, we ask that any and all mental aberrations, misunderstandings, residue that stays within our minds and hearts that is, again, polluting us and interfering with our ability to stand before you, Lord, and to gain that purity that you have for us. Lord, we ask that you forgive us of our sins, and that it in some traditions, they call it karma. Lord, we ask that all karma now be released. And Lord, we command, by your own authority, I command that all karma be released and resolved. And Lord, we forgive all those who have trespassed against us as you have forgiven our trespasses. Now, Lord, we stand now before the gates of heaven to which you have now brought us. We ask, Lord, that those gates swing wide and that we be admitted into the heavenly kingdom, that the heavenly kingdom be admitted to us so that we are one. We ask, Lord, that all the healing and clearing of personal relationships, of family, at the work, in the neighborhood, with friends and others, we ask that your blessings flood upon them. We ask that all be filled with divine, holy, and healing light to the extent, Lord, that they are willing to acknowledge and accept it. Lord, we ask that everyone who is on the call and everyone who hears this calling later on, we in the name of Jesus Christ, let every heart say amen.
Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes discouraged, but not defeated. Cast down, but not destroyed. There are times I don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends say, let me.
Hello, friends. Thank you for listening to our program. And we do hope that things are turning around for you. Therefore, we're asking that those of you who have wondered how you might support Glory United Ministries, we're asking you to just take a moment and get your pens out, and we will give you the information now. Both Evangelist Benjamin and I, Dr. Gregory Scott, hope that this program has been a blessing to you as it has for us. And if it has been a blessing to you, please feel free to click the donation button on our website. And our website is one that's easy to remember, www.glory-u.org. That's glory-u.org. There's a link on that website that you can use to send us any donation amount that feels right, correct, and comfortable for you. Now, if instead you're interested in sending a check or a money order to us to support this ministry, then here's the address. Glory United Ministries, 836 Walmart, Walmart Drive, Suite 7. And you can abbreviate suite as STE 7, PMB 76. And that's Camden, Delaware. And that's DE19934. So our mailing address is Glory United Ministries, 836 Walmart, Walmart Drive, Suite 7, PMB 76. And that's Camden, Delaware, 19934. And your checks and money orders can be simply made out to Glory, G-L-O-R-Y, why. So that can be what your check is made out to, Glory, G-L-O-R-Y, which is our account name. And if you want to put the name of a person on there, then you can put either Gregory M. Scott or Patricia Benjamin. So once again, thank you for listening, and we do hope that things really are turning around for you. So once again, we're listening to Glory United Ministries. Sorry about that slight pause. It's apparently my car needed just a little attention outside. And now we'll hear Yolanda Adams reminding you the battle is not yours.
This battle ain't yours. It's the Lord's. Think about it. And then start shouting.
There's no pain, Jesus can feel. There is no hurt that he cannot heal. All things work, yes they do. Jesus cannot be
Yes, the battle is not yours. The battle belongs to the Lord. How many of you have been struggling? I was talking to a friend the other day, a neighbor, and she was saying, I have so many things I'm struggling with. And I said to her, you ought not be struggling with them. Let them go. Let them go and turn them over to God. And we did a program recently, Evangelist Benman and I, and she was very strong that we should encourage people to let go and let God. And I'm just delighted to tell you, dear friends, that at this moment, Evangelist Benman, even though I'm heading to Virginia very shortly, Evangelist Benman was able to get up early this morning, and she's on the line. Good morning, Evangelist.
Yes, good morning, good morning, good morning. Oh, taste and see that the Lord, He is good. He's even better than Campbell's soup. He's good. Oh, I love the Lord, and I won't take it back because it's been so good to me. It's another day that the Lord, He has blessed me. I woke up this morning clothed in my right mind, having the activities of my limbs, able to use my hands and walk upon my legs and my feet, and able to move, because the Word of God lets us know this morning that in Him, talking about the Lord, we live, we move, and we have our being. So I thank Him right now for being able to even use my voice to into your hearing and to speak and tell the Lord, thank you. Oh, I'm so happy this morning that this morning when I rose, I didn't have a doubt that God is a good God. I'm looking at the temperature here in New York, and it's 9 degrees outside. But you know, God loves us. And even though it's cold on the outside, it's pleasant inside here. I have heat, and I'm grateful. There's a lot of snow on the ground, but you know, I find in the book of Psalms that the Word of God says that it is God who sends the snow. Aren't you glad about it? Oh, my God, that God sends the snow. Oh, I just love the Lord because He knows what we need. And no, do we like seeing it just lying there on the ground? But, you know, it is good for the reservoirs. It's even good for the earth. My granny would say, we need it to snow. Germs can be cleared up. That's in the air. And God knows that demon of flu is running loose, that demon of pneumonia, and that bronchitis demon is running rampant. Every other person that I speak with over the phone is sick with that disease. I've been suffering with it for the last couple. But the battle is not mine. It is the Lord's. I thank God for Jesus, and I thank Jesus for His blood. I had a fever of 101.3 or somewhere in that area, and I spoke to Dr. Scott. This was a couple of weeks ago, and I said, I have a fever, and I said, I'm not going to go down to the hospital unless it goes up to 102, because about 5 years ago I had pneumonia in the right lung. And I said, if it reaches that, then I'll go down to the hospital. And He spoke the word. He said, fever, be gone. And within a matter of hours, my fever broke. When I checked, I was at 97. and the fever has not returned. Isn't the Lord good? He said, just speak the word, and it shall be done. The servant went on to Jesus seeking a healing for his child. And Jesus said, well, I'll go with you. And he said, being a man of authority myself, all I have to do is speak unto my servants, and it's done. They do whatever I command. And he said, and because of who you are, my God in heaven, because you are Jesus, a man of authority, you don't have to come to my house physically with me. Just speak the word. Ah, my God. And Jesus spoke the word, and he told the man to go. And when he got home, the child was healed. He said, about what time did the fever break? Oh, my God in heaven. Ooh, I love you, Jesus. And he said, about such and such and such and such a time. He said, that is the time when Jesus spoke and it was done. Oh, my God. Ah, 'tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. Take him at his word. The battle is not yours. God is turning it around for you. Oh, won't you just tell the Lord, thank you? Oh, you might not see it, but if he spoke it, if God said it's done, it is done. Jesus said on the cross, it is finished. Oh, my God. And he is still finishing circumstances for us. He is saying to the devil, it's over. You can't do that to them any longer. It is finished. They have kept the faith. Paul said that. And I finished my course. We got to go through in order to get through in the middle of your circumstances. The battle is not yours. It is the Lord. Ah, my God. Don't you feel Jesus in this place? I feel him. Yes, he's on board. He never sleeps nor slumbers. Call him, oh, bless his name, and he'll answer you. Call him, and he'll come to your rescue. Call Jesus. That's his name. Call upon him. Oh, my God. He said, and before you call me, I've already answered you. Oh, God, we just have to learn how to have patience. It's not easy. Because our flesh wants it instantly. And it can be. Oh, yes, it can. But if it doesn't arrive, manifest itself to you instantaneously, it doesn't mean that God did not hear you. It doesn't mean that God has not answered your prayer. It doesn't mean that God will not answer your prayer. You know the story of Daniel. When Daniel prayed and he expected, and that's what we have to do, expect what we ask God to do, and then look forward to receiving it. But Daniel said, something is not right. God has never been this late concerning me. I got to go back and find out what happened. Did I do anything wrong? And he went back and he said, God, I asked you for something, and I have not received it. What is going on? As my children would say today, what up? What up, God? And they had another phrase that they say, word up. And they got another one that they say, man up. Ah, but God manned up. And he worded up. And what up? And then he said to Daniel, 21 days ago, when you prayed, God even know when you prayed. The prayer that you prayed. He told that boy 21 days ago. Ah, my God in heaven. I heard you and I did what you asked me to do. I released it, but that devil, the king of Persia, the king of the air, got in the air and blocked your prayer request. I released it, but the king of the air, the devil, got in the way. Ah, but you know what? Fear not, Daniel. Help is on the way, because I have summoned and commissioned Michael, and Michael is cutting it down for you. I tell you, we need to ask God to send Michael. Michael being Jesus Christ. Send your son, God, into my circumstances. Come in, Jesus, and rescue me. Ah, you know, the songwriter said years ago, rescue me. Woman, I believe, sang the song, and take me in your arms. Rescue me. I want your tender charms, for I am lonely and I am blue. Come on, baby, and rescue me. But take the baby out, and you can't say, come on, baby, Jesus, and rescue me. Oh, in the name of the Father, and in the name of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, it is so. God bless you, listeners. May the Lord God smile upon you, and give you peace in the midst of your storm. But I want you to know this morning that the battle is not yours. It's the Lord's. It's a brand new year. Oh, my God. You need to taste and see that the Lord, he is good. Oh, my God, I feel good in here this morning. I'm going to get my coffee. They said the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. But I'd like to take that just a little bit further. That's on the natural side. But the best part of waking up is Jesus is in your cup. Because David said, thou anointed my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. So the best part of waking up is Jesus on the inside, working on the outside, because his cup runneth over. And that's when his saucer, God bless you. Oh, God in heaven. Dr. Scott, I feel churchy this morning. Take it away from me. Oh, blessed name. Back into your hand, man of God. Oh, yeah, Bushi. I tell you the Bushi. Ah, tell the Lord thank you. Come on, come on, come on. Tell the Lord thank you. Get your praise on. Ah, thank you, Jesus.
I couldn't seem to fall asleep. There was so much on my mind, searching for that peace, but the peace I could not find. So then I kneeled down to pray, praying, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
soon as I stop worrying,
worrying how does worrying,
when I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things
start happening. When I stop looking at back then,
when I let go,
I let go,
when I let God,
let God,
let him
have his way.
There's so much going on. Sometimes
never can find my way. And oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in your head that everything will be alright. God, let go and let God, let go, let God, oh, let go and let God, let go and let God, my brother, let go and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God, oh, let go and let God.
Let go
and let God.
Let go.
Oh, let go.
Let go
and let God.
Let God.
He's the only one with the answer.
Let go.
Just let God.
Let God.
He can handle it all. Yes, he can.
Let go.
Let God.
Let God.
With tears in your eyes.
Let go.
Just let God.
Let God.
He feels your pain.
Let go.
And he knows your heart.
Let
he knows your issues.
Let go.
He knows your struggle. When I stop looking at way back then, I can let go. I can let God. Oh, soon as. Oh, oh, yeah. My body was healed and my worries were cast aside.
Yes, let go and let God. I want to thank Evangelist Benjamin for that morning inspirational program. I'm trying to talk her into giving us that kind of shout-out every morning. Wouldn't that be great Monday through Friday? Get up in the morning at 6 o'clock in the morning if you're on the East Coast. Of course, if you're in California, you better stay up because it'll be 3 in the morning. And have this morning shout-out with, matter of fact, maybe that's what we should call this program, the Morning Shout-Out with Evangelist Patricia Benjamin, hosted by Dr. Gregory Scott. And I've explained just about every call a little bit about how I became the Bishop of Universal Ministries. And the fact is, like so many of you, like a number of you, I'm not going to say so many, my journey to this point was labyrinthine, which means that it was twisting and turning, definitely down the highways and byways. And at one point, I called myself an atheist when I was young and too dumb to realize that that's just so unrealistic. But you know how it is when you're a youngster. Sometimes you get your head up on your shoulders and you think that you know what you're doing. And you have to go through different trials and tribulations, and sure enough, I did. Finally came to a point where God came into my life when I was sitting there debating whether or not God existed, and I felt this force, which was the power of God, which forced my head downward and held me there until I would say, yes, God does exist. And as soon as I would say that mentally, the pressure would ease. And then I would say, well, this is my imagination. And then the pressure would come down again. Oh, it must be God. And then it went up. And next thing you know, after about 2 hours of that, I finally said, well, yes, God exists. And God is calling me to life to be a minister. And I spent some time thinking about being a Unitarian minister. Finally decided that was not the journey that God had called me to get involved with life, to begin to carry out a mission of helping others. And I got very involved. This is in the late 60s with Community Action here in Kent County, and which also is the home, you might say, of Dover, Delaware. And then I went on. I went through Rosicrucianism, and I spent many years in something called Ekankar, which calls itself the Path of Light and Sound, which, quite frankly, is a guru-led path. The individual that is ahead of it is a spiritual teacher. And there's quite a bit of spirituality and meditation. But most of the people in the, I would say all the people in Ekankar, do not look to Jesus. They look to their particular spiritual teacher and want to see him as having the same rank as Jesus, which, of course, he knows is not true. And anyone who can feel spiritual healing energy can look at and distinguish between the two. But nevertheless, if there's a stopping point along the way, as it was for me, and finally I came to a point where I realized that I wasn't getting the kind of spiritual sustenance I needed, and I wound up again in yet another path with another guru. And finally, the archangels, and under the direction of Jesus and God, rescued me from that particular approach and then moved me to another point, which became the universal healer, which allowed me to work with people directly and to help them have experiences with God. At that point, I was using the term source in place of God. And more recently, I came to understand that all those things are like the NutraSweet, the splendor of godliness. And so I will say to you, if there are any of you who are listening who have not yet come to a point where you have allowed yourself to experience the truth of Jesus, I will say to you, then drop the splendor, drop the NutraSweet, and take the taste of the real thing. Now, what allows me to say that is not a matter of belief. It's a matter of personal experience. And every single thing I've done, I've always done it or got involved with it because of the experience of it. So I said to myself, and this is largely at Evangelist Benjamin's urgings, I said to myself, well, rather than chanting Hue or Allah or Om, singing that, why not sing Jesus? Why not sing God and notice what comes to me? Rather than, as I say, saying Allah, Muhammad, whatever these other names are, Buddha, why take the NutraSweet? Take it directly. And it's the experience that if you as the individual say honestly and sincerely, Jesus, I am willing to accept you as my Savior, and I accept you. Come into my heart. Let me know who I truly am. Allow me to experience the Holy Ghost. Fill me with the Holy Ghost, dear Lord. And say that with honesty and sincerity, and you will absolutely be amazed, if not astonished, at what will begin to happen in your life. And, of course, if you are fortunate enough to begin to visit, as I did, again, at Evangelist Benjamin's urgings, a number of the spiritual communities, particularly those that are God in Christ and evangelical, Church of God in Christ, sanctified, where people are having a direct experience with God and doing healing work, quite frankly, sometimes as part of the service. Had a number of really amazing experiences, which I will tell you about probably at some point in the future. But to carry this point along, it boils down to understanding that a life without Jesus is not much of a life. A life without Jesus is not life at all. To truly live and to understand who you are and to be who you are, you, I, we have to have a little more Jesus in our lives. So now we're going to hear, we need a little bit more Jesus in our lives. I almost began to play let you hear, and we don't have the time for it, otherwise it would be absolutely perfect. Let you hear Evangelist Behrman's entire service on that topic, a little more Jesus. And I don't think that would be fair to you or her if we couldn't play the entire thing. But that is available, however, to you. If you will simply search Little More Jesus on either. You can either do it on Google or you can do it on on Blog Talk Radio. Yes, we need just a little more Jesus. Now, as you know, this program is called the Gospel Healing Miracle Hour, and I'm so glad that you joined us for it. And we're going to remind you that you're always next in line for a miracle. And here's Shirley Caesar.
Have you ever walked up alone?
Yes, you're next in line for a miracle. Want you to know that we appreciate your listening to this program is sponsored by Glory United Ministries, and I am your friendly, amiable, affable, wonderful host, Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott. And the highlight, of course, of the morning and of the program is that highly inspirational message given to us by Evangelist Patricia Denneman. Thank you so much for listening. And now back to Shirley.
And the devil have had you bringing up the rear long enough, but you're next in line for a years.